G'day everybody. Last month there was a question that I missed on the live talk, and I just thought I'd quickly pick up on that question and read the question out. There's a lady who wrote a question that I said I would put it on for her, and the question is about her horse that she rides out that freezes when it looks at, you know, things on the horizon. This is quite a common thing, so I'll just read the question out. I rode out this morning down our dirt road. At the end of the road, two ladies were standing talking. About 150 metres out, my horse turned into a giraffe and froze. I spent about 10 minutes talking to him, stroking his neck, letting him check things out, circling and getting closer each time. Okay, so I'll just stop there, the first part of that question. Okay, so this is a common thing. Some horses are horizon horses, and they look over the horizon and they see something and they can't figure out what it is, and they're more scared of that than when they finally figure out what it is. And as the question goes along, you'll find out that that's what happens. Once the horse finds out that there's people and dogs and that sort of thing, then the horse relaxes and settles down because it sort of understands what it is. There's an old book that I read that my father gave me years ago about an old Australian horse trainer, and he blamed a man for killing someone because someone walked out on a platform on a shearing shed, and they stood very still because they saw someone on a young horse, so they didn't move. But then the horse freaked out, and he said, "Oh, you froze," and the horse thought you were a ghost. So it's quite funny. It's not that the horse thought the person was a ghost. It was just the horse saw something that it didn't know what it was, and it saw movement, and then the movement stopped. So it was obviously, you know, something there that it didn't quite understand. So basically, as you were riding up the hill and the horse went like a giraffe and froze, what I probably would have done is I would have tried to divert the horse's attention off what it was. Now, if you've been working on things with your horse and you've got a, you know, fairly connected horse, what might happen is you'll just steer it in a new direction, and hopefully when you pick up on that rein, that you'll disconnect the horse from whatever it's looking at for that moment, and you might gain a bit of a connection, and then you might come around again and it might look again. Stroking it and patting it and talking to him, if it's not changing what he's thinking, as in not changing him sort of looking at that, then you might want to do something that sort of just takes him off it, which is a bit more black and white, you know, as I say, like a rein or something like that, and steering him or something. Something you could try is approach it like you would approach a horse and their bubble, as in, or something that it's scared of that it doesn't know what it is. The horse creates a bubble or a force field, and if your horse touches that force field, like it gets close to that force field, and then all of a sudden it goes, "That's it, I can't cope, but you can't make me go any further because I really don't know what that is up ahead." You might just take the horse, direct it back around and come back in on the other eye, and it might get closer each time you do those circles and slowly work its way up. And that is one way that you get closer to things. But instead of just doing maybe circles, you might go this way, come out off where the horse was worried, and then turn around and come back with this eye on, and then two eyes on here, and then that eye on around until the horse... I do that because I really like to see what a horse does on either eye, and I've done that, you know, at clinics with people, and I've had one eye where you know, 100 or so metres away, there's a corner, and the horse goes, "Crikey, I can't go and look at it," and then all they've had to do is go like this, and the horse goes, "Oh, what is it?" So they've suddenly put their stronger focus eye on the object, but a lot of horses need, you know, they like to get two eyes on and sort of look. But yeah, as I said, you just might come away from where the horse stopped, and then bring them back to it, and then just keep doing that until the horse gets closer to it. But in a lot of things, if there's a distraction or something over the horizon that you can avoid, I just distract the horse, get it connected, and go somewhere else for a while. And the better connection you get with your horse, the more confident they are at seeing things that they don't know what they are, because instead of them being the ones thinking they've got to look all the way over the horizon at everything, they've got your confidence of carrying you, and hopefully you become the one that sort of can take in some of that leadership for them, so when they you know, but that's a matter of getting a better connection with your horse and doing more riding. And but a lot of the things that you do close to the yards where they're comfortable has to connect and has to mean something to them. So that's what I do in that. So yeah, as you went through, once we were close enough to that we could hear them talking and the dogs started barking, he relaxed. So yeah, once he knew what it was, he goes, oh, well, it's dogs and people. It's not some monster that's going to get me. The dogs ran at him barking and snapping at his heels. The owner had no control of the dogs because they weren't on a leash, and my horse just stood there, which I have to admit surprised me. Okay, that's really good, you know, because sometimes, you know, if they've been worrying about it, then the dogs did turn out to be vicious. Then the horse was right about it, but it's good that he stopped and did that. So yeah, your biggest challenge is when he doesn't know what it is and he freezes and he turns into a giraffe. He's the same in the paddock, yep. So some horses, like I used to do a few Friesians and I found, and there's a few horses like that, not just Friesians, but there's a few that sort of would walk out and they'd sort of get out and they'd go, they wouldn't jump, like I'd sort of used to do a lot of Arabs and everything, and you get out on a little Arab and they'd sort of go, oh, what's that? And they might jump or they might freeze. But the Friesians I had experience with, I'd ride them out and they'd sort of just plant their feet, put their head up and go, I can't move because there's something up there that I'm really frightened of. So with those ones, yeah, it's just a matter of just whittling down, you know, just drawing up a rein, getting a connection, and just trying again and resetting their focus until they sort of relax. But you can't kick them and keep pushing them to the object that they're frightened of, because what that does is they get closer and closer without assessing it, and then they'll either sort of get to a point that if it did move, they might blow away and become dangerous. So you're better off breaking the bubble by turning them and bringing them back to it, and slowly that bubble will decrease. You'll feel it foot by foot and meter by meter. They'll get closer and closer until they're the ones that go, oh, I might just walk up to it. And just before I finish off, I'll just tell a little story. This is the paper with the questions on it, for instance. So you can imagine this is a corner of an arena, okay? Now, it's an open arena, so there was a little horse that would ride around here and go across here, and it would not want to go near that corner. That corner petrified it. It didn't know what it was. And so every time the lady would ride up here, the horse would cut across the arena and go back this way. So what we did is we walked up and walked the horse across, turned it this way and walked across, and the horse would slowly break down the bubble. So this eye would go on, like the horse's right eye would be looking at the object there, and then two eyes would look as you turn in towards the object, and then you go back. And then eventually, on one turn, the horse just walked full speed ahead, straight up to the corner like that, and looked over the fence and went, right, I'm okay now. Then after that, it would go up to that corner. But she had to just work on the force field of where that horse was. You know, it feels like a force field, because if you try and push your horse into it, they're going to sort of freeze and bounce back. But if you cut across it and along the edge of it and keep turning just on the outskirts of it, it'll get smaller and smaller until they sort of, and as I say, I think it's very important for horses to get one eye looking at what they were frightened of, and then the other eye, and the other eye, two eyes, the other eye, and work like that. But the main thing is, yeah, as I said, when you pick up a rein, and all the things that you got to do has got to mean something, and it's got to be a connection, and the horse has got to be confident with the reins, confident with your ideas and that sort of thing. Because if the horse is still clashing with the reins and frightened about things that you do on them, then you're not going to help them get used to things in the paddock. So some of that you might have to go back and do some homework. But anyway, thanks everybody. I just thought I'd just answer that question and put it on. G'day Ainsley, I see you're out there watching, and hope Pinky's going well for you. Okay, bye for now.